Hey, everybody. It's 6:39 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is Ralph Garman here with Doc on the Rock, our newsman. If you hadn't heard already, there's been a terrorist act against the United States. Two large commuter planes have been crashed into the World Trade Center approximately 18 minutes apart. We're reporting it live. We're with as many details as we have. Doc, what do we know so far?
Well, it's incredible. It was just happening as our 6 o'clock news began. I looked up at the TV screen. I thought it was a high-rise fire. A towering inferno would have been bad enough
right. In
the 110-story World Trade Center. Then the word came a plane had struck it. Then 18 minutes afterward, a second plane struck the other tower of the Twin Tower structure, which is like 1,350 feet tall.
Right.
And they say definitely it could not have been coincidence. And now we're learning the disturbing news that a New York to L.A. flight and an American Airlines jet out of Las Vegas were both reported hijacked.
Well, you heard it. I'm sure you're seeing it if you're near a television set. A terrorist act against the United States. Two commuter jets crashed into the World Trade Center 18 minutes apart. One about the 85th floor, another about the 65th floor. People are saying it's the worst terrorist act ever committed against the United States of America. Of course, we will stay on this story. We'll try to get as many more details as we possibly can. And we'll break back in as soon as we know more. 6:52 here on the world-famous K-Rock. This is Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and Bean are on vacation. I'm here with Doc on the Rock, our newsman. Apparently, this act of terrorism against the United States of America has escalated. We have a fire at the Pentagon and another fire at the Washington Mall, as far as we know. Doc, any more details of what's going on?
I was listening to CNN, and I'm trying to cue up a bit of tape in which I don't have time now to do this on the air.
Right.
In which it was described that at the Pentagon, outside Washington, a helicopter was seen circling the building. The witness reported it went down behind the building, and he saw a ball of flame.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:04 in the morning. More details coming in about this terrorist attack on the U.S. Obviously, the biggest and best-planned terrorist attack ever against this country. They're saying now that the South Tower of the World Trade Center has either collapsed or there's been a second explosion. Doc, do you have any more details?
We are watching a rollback of videotape taken, and apparently the upper floors of that tower are simply gone, whether due to structural damage from being hit by a big airplane, a twin-engine jet at least, or whether due to fire and explosion within. But now it appears in pictures on the television as though there's only one tower.
Okay, Doug, we just got some word in. The South Tower, apparently, of the World Trade Center has indeed collapsed.
God help us.
Unfortunately, apparently, they were looking at the videotape. People were seen jumping out of the upper floors as the building crashed to the ground.
The number of people on each floor of those buildings can be in the hundreds, and this is a 110-story structure.
We just heard that the second, one of the tops of one of the South Tower had collapsed at one point. We had just heard now that the North Tower is completely collapsed.
It's incredible to look at the television pictures and see the New York skyline changed forever. Roosevelt's line about a day that live in infamy echoes now